I've always had a good relationship with Gary. I sat him down towards the end of the season. I think there was about a month left, and basically explained that I'd probably like the chance to go and, have a new start somewhere. I feel like it's something I needed. No disrespect to Lowestoft, as I've put out on social media today, and I've also called a few people that are involved with the club and expressed how much I've enjoyed my time there. I'm very grateful for them to give me the opportunity to come and join them 6 years ago. Loved every minute, but like I said, I feel like I needed a change. I spoke with a couple of clubs, and after meeting with Glenn and Andy at Leyston, it became clear very quickly that that's where I wanted to go and play my football. So it didn't take too long, but yeah, I'm glad it's done now.
I think it's 6 years or so you were at Lowestoft Town. You were obviously a key player for them. You helped them get promoted to the National League North. Just wonder what Gary Keyes' reaction was when you went up to him and told him you were thinking about a new challenge.
I don't know. Gary doesn't give much away. I've always had a good personal relationship with Gary. Even after leaving the football club, I can't say a bad word about him. I mean, there's been times where I've needed help personally in my 6 years there, and he's always been there. Ready to help me one way or another. Whether that just be, a bit of an arm around the shoulder, a bit of support, or him going out of his way to actually help me. And he's, I'm not the only player he's been there for. He deserves a lot of credit for what he's done at that football club. He might have been a bit surprised, but it was right for me at the end of the day. I feel like it's still the right decision for me. I've been there 6 seasons, like you said. I've enjoyed every minute of it. Getting promoted was probably my best day in football. So, it's just something that I'll cherish forever. I think he was a bit surprised. But he's obviously got the right deal for the club. Otherwise, he wouldn't have done it. So I think, we can all go away, shake hands and, move on. And I think I'll always hold a good relationship with him and AD and the supporters at the club.
Yeah, I was going to save it to later, but AD's reaction as well, was he gutted?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't want to flatter myself and say, yeah, everyone was gutted. I don't want to say that. So I think AD might feel like he's now maybe has the funds to bring in one or two other players. So it was obviously the right deal for the football club. Otherwise, they wouldn't have let me go and start somewhere else. So no, I'm not going to say anyone was gutted. I hope a couple of the fans are sad to see the back of me, because I'm sad to see the back of the club. But as I've said a couple of times, it's probably the right time.
Yeah, an exciting time still ahead for Lowestoft, which we'll perhaps come to in a few minutes. But let's talk about your new club, Leyston, because you say you met a couple of clubs, but the meeting with Andy Crisp, the chairman, and Glenn Driver went well. What was it from that meeting that kind of set your heart on Leyston?
Glenn's very enthusiastic. I think he's quite maybe an unorthodox manager in the way he goes about things. He doesn't hold back his feelings. As an opposing player or an opposing manager or supporter, he might not be your favourite, but he's probably someone you want in your dressing room rather than on the other side. He made it clear that he wanted me. He didn't just make his interest known and leave it at that. He was persistent in the way in which he tried to get me to sign for the football club, and I like that. Everyone likes to feel wanted. Everyone likes to feel like, someone really wants them to join. And obviously, meeting with Andy as well, he's got a very clear vision of where he wants the football club to go, and I was really impressed with it. And maybe a day or two after meeting him, I'd agree to sign if they could agree a deal with Lowestoft, and it was done relatively quickly after that.
Well, Leyston had their best season ever last season in terms of league position and whatnot, and they still. But I mean, some Leyston fans, some non-league football fans, might still feel that they underachieved given the start they have, and given that they didn't get any silverware in terms of the Premier Cup. But looking ahead to next season, you're on board now. Other names that have signed this summer: Christy Finch, Seb Dunbar's extended his stay, Robert Eagle, an ex-teammate of yours, Marcus Garnham. I believe there's talks about a new deal for Matt Blake. This is a very exciting team, and where you're going to feature in that, I guess you'll find out in the coming weeks. But you must be thrilled to be a part of that squad.
Yeah, I mean, on paper, it's very, very strong squad. they've lost a few players this summer, but I think what they've brought in is just as good, if not better. I think keeping hold of Matt Blake will be a big thing for the football club if they can do that. Rob Eagles, obviously a good friend of mine, I'm very pleased that he's joined the club, and the squad that we have on paper should be able to go and challenge on a couple of fronts this season. Obviously the league is probably the toughest it's been in the 6 years that I've been, at Lowestoft. I played in the league for four of them, and this is probably the toughest league, the Ryman League or whatever you call it now, the Bostic League. This is probably the toughest it's been. Obviously Billericay, it's no secret what they're doing. Dalek were unfortunate last season, probably the best team that I played against in the season anyway. And I think it'll be tough, but, on paper we should have, we should have what it takes to be challenged. And I'd be disappointed if come April, May time we weren't in and around the playoffs and, at least challenging for promotion.
We were at Cranmeadow Bank Holiday Monday last August to do full commentary for BBC Suffolk of Lowestoft versus AFC Sudbury. I know it's a couple of weeks before the fixtures come out, but you know what's going to happen, don't you? It's going to be Lowestoft Lace, and we're going to be commentating on that. What are your thoughts ahead of a potential return to Lowestoft? You've had to do it before when you played for Lowestoft against another former club, Bury Town. Would it be a strange feeling, do you think?
I'd imagine so. I've spoke to a couple of the players and a couple of supporters and, people that I've had some good memories with at the club, and I've said that I'm looking forward to coming back, whether that be on Boxing Day or whether that be on Bank Holiday Monday. It will be strange. It'll be strange because I've always had a good relationship with the fans at Lowestoft. They've been great to me. I don't know why, but I could miss a sitter from 3 yards and then still chant my name. So it will be a weird feeling going and playing at the Crown Meadow for someone else. But I'm sure come the day I'll just be fully focused on, what I've got to do for Leicester, because, that's what they deserve from me now.
You say the Crown Meadow. It is now, of course, the Amber Dew Event Stadium.
Yeah, well.
So, I mean, are the signs there? We've got Lord Russell Baker on the programme this weekend. Signs that after a period perhaps of financial instability at Lowestoft that the club's potentially turning a corner, do you think?
I hope so. I don't really know the ins and outs of the club's financial state. It's, as a player, I've never come across anything there that has indicated to me that the club's in any financial hardship or whatever. I don't really know what goes on that side of things. But I hope so. Obviously, Gary made no secret of the fact that the budget was obviously cut this season or the season before. And so obviously, that money has been a problem for one reason or another. I obviously lost the academy and whatever. But I do hope that the club can, get back to where it was in terms of their financial side. And I don't think that Gary deserves to be in any financial difficulty at all. He's done a lot for the club, and I hope that they can get it sorted.
It's been really nice to see the positive reaction that you've got at this very early stage. I mean, we're just talking a couple of hours after it's been announced that you're joining Leicester, but the support you've got, I think, from some of the Lowestoft tweets so far and the Leicester tweets have all been, very good towards you. One of my favourites, though, and I'll kind of I'll build on this a little bit, but just going back to Bury Town, of course, they play in blue and white. Lowestoft Town, blue and white. Leicester, blue and white. Is there something you're not telling us, Chris?
No, I get a lot of stick, obviously. Being a big Norwich fan, everyone knows, that I'm a big Norwich fan. I do keep getting asked the question, why is it always Suffolk and why is it always blue and white? I don't know, it's just the way it's always happened. I mean, we go back to Kirkley, they're a Suffolk team in blue and white before I joined. It's just always the way it's happened. I mean, hopefully one day I get to play for a team that plays in yellow, but the like you say, the reaction from Lowestoft Town fans. I'm not on Facebook, but my brothers sent me a few comments, and some of the tweets I've received off people that either still at the club or left the club, or supporters and whatever. It's been nice. I wasn't sure what kind of reaction I'd get, especially leaving for a local rival. But I've been really, really happy with the response that I've got, and I'll forever be grateful for their support during my time there as well.